The desert bloodwood tree is, as the name suggests, perfectly suited to the central and northern arid zone and thrives in it. It is an impressive, slow-growing tree that can reach a height of 17 metres and live for hundreds of years in the sandy soils on hillsides and in the alluvial areas at the base of them. This is the main reason they are a common sight to see when you are travelling in the Alice Springs area. It is distinctive with its brown, flaky, tessellated bark, and at times when the tree sheds bark, a sap or keno will seep out of the affected area. The sap will flow, then crystallize, covering the affected area, giving the impression the tree has been bleeding, which is always attention-grabbing. Annually, and particularly after good rain events, the tree will produce milky white flowers in clusters, and when a mature tree is in full blossom, it is a beautiful sight to behold. The nectar-filled flowers are also an excellent attractant to parrots, honey-eaters, and invertebrates alike. When the flowering has ceased, there will be clumps of urn-like capsules, which is again a distinctive feature of this species. In all environments, and in the desert in particular, many plants develop relationships with animal life, and the desert bloodwood is an excellent example of this. This tree is especially famous for the gall it hosts, and it occurs with the interaction of an invertebrate called a kokid. The kokid will utilize the tree's sap to survive, then inject a chemical, which will then trigger the growth of the gall and assist with the animal's life cycle by giving it a home. The white flesh inside the gall has led to the honorary name of the bush coconut, which many locals to Alice Springs relish in explaining to visitors unaware by saying, "Believe it or not, we do have coconuts in the desert." While this relationship isn't seen to be mutual to the tree itself, it could be argued that growth stimulation in the gall production would be beneficial to a mature tree also. The bigger argument would be that life will work together to survive, and inevitably, life will always find a way.